Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. Former U.S. Senator Scott Brown is considering another run for the Senate, this time in New Hampshire. WBUR's Fred Tice was at the Northeast Republican Leadership Conference in Nashua when Brown made the announcement and has this report.
Scott Brown moved to New Hampshire and has been traveling the state for the past year, addressing Republican audiences here. He told a gathering of Republicans in Nashua that his wife, Gail Huff, has been urging him to run again.
I'm going to stop complaining and get involved again, so I'm announcing today that I've formed an exploratory committee to prepare a campaign for the United States Senate in New Hampshire.
Brown has spent his entire life in Massachusetts, so the first order on the agenda for him was to establish his New Hampshire credentials.
So much of my life played out in Massachusetts, and I'm very proud and thankful for those opportunities. But a big part of it was always right here in New Hampshire. And I'd like to take a moment just to reflect back for a moment so we can actually move forward on facts. My mom and dad married at a very young age. My dad met mom when she was a waitress at Hampton Beach. You've all been there.
Brown went on to talk emotionally about his grandparents who lived in New Hampshire and who he says provided the one stable influence in a childhood during which he, his mother, and sister lived in 17 homes. He was beaten up by stepfathers and sexually abused by a camp counselor. Brown faces three opponents in the primary. Many Republicans here are thrilled that he's running. Jim Merrill was a senior advisor to Republican candidate Mitt Romney in New Hampshire during the last presidential campaign.
Jean Shaheen is now in jeopardy of losing her seat in November. She will have to play defense. She's going to spend a long summer and fall defending her fervent support for Obamacare, defending her 99% support with the president in 2013. And I think for national Democrats, they've got to put money into New Hampshire now to defend this seat that they didn't think they had to do, which takes money out of places like Arkansas, Louisiana, where they're in jeopardy as well. So, you know, there's a domino effect here that a Brown entry creates.
Today, Brown says he begins a tour of New Hampshire to meet Republican Party activists. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice in Nashua, New Hampshire.